And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
Hello, and welcome to Insight. I'm your host, Doug Randall. The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. I'm joined today by two guests, Kelly Nelson, research agronomist at Greenlee Research Center, and Dana Harder, superintendent of the Greenlee Research Center. Kelly and Dana join me today to discuss drainage water management system that they have put in place at the Greenlee Center that enables them to manage water in the fields. Can you give us a description of this?
Too much water can be as detrimental as too little water, and we saw that in 2015. Subsurface drainage systems basically utilize perforated pipes buried below the soil surface to lower the water table so that it allows for the workability of the soil, aeration of that soil, and for timely field operations. There are about three modes of action that these systems are operated in. First off, free-flowing drainage, drainage water management or controlled drainage, and then subirrigation mode. And basically, with drainage water management, we're trying to regulate the water table at strategic times of the year so that we can allow for trafficability and crop production, but not remove a drop more than that.
So how do you go about adjusting this system?
So the system, I guess understanding how the system lays out in the field is important because if you take like a piece of a notebook paper, imagine the horizontal lines on that piece of paper being the laterals that feed into a main, okay? And that would be the line across the vertical left-hand side of the paper. That feeds then into this box up the top of the piece of paper. Okay, that box has different slides inside of it. Okay, those slides or gates are similar to a dam that you see on a lake or river, and we can basically regulate the height of the water table in the soil profile utilizing that system.
So what you're saying is you're able to control the water going out, but you can also keep the water back or maybe even irrigate this way.
That's correct.
So what kind of results have you seen from this?
What we've seen over the past 13 years is about a 20% increase in corn yields as well as soybean yields just using drainage. We've also seen about a 45% increase in yields in corn yields using drainage plus subirrigation, and then about a 30% increase in yields utilizing drainage plus subirrigation on soybeans.
So what's the next step in this project?
We recently got donated 240 acres from our benefactor, Hortense Greenlee, on her passing, and we're looking to develop all this. And we've been working with MoLICA and NRCS to develop a big drainage water management system for this new farm. So essentially, we're looking at putting a 17 to 20-acre lake, which we would drain into and subirrigate back into the laterals. So we're looking at different widths for the lateral insulation, also different depths. And then we're also looking at different terrace designs and looking at the cover crops and water quality coming off of that. So we're scheduled to do that in summer 2017. So we're really grateful to LICA and NRCS for their help.
This could be a game changer for a lot of areas. I'd like to thank Kelly and Dana for being our guests today. For Insight, I'm Doug Randall. For more information on this topic, please visit Kafner News. That's CAFNRnews.com.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.